A week before Christmas 1926, Schrödinger and his wife traveled to America, where he had accepted an invitation from the University of Wisconsin to give a series of lectures for which he would receive the princely sum of $2,500. Afterwards, he crisscrossed the country, giving nearly 50 lectures. By the time he arrived back in Zurich in April 1927, Schrödinger had turned down several job offers. He had his eye on a far greater prize, Planck's chair in Berlin. Having been appointed in 1892, Planck was due to retire on 1st of October 1927 to an emeritus professorship. Heisenberg, 24, was too young for such an elevated position. Arnold Sommerfeld had been first choice, but at 59 he decided to stay in Munich. It was now either Schrödinger or Born. Schrödinger was appointed as Planck's successor, and it was the discovery of wave mechanics that had clinched it. In August 1927, Schrödinger moved to Berlin and found someone there who was just as unhappy with Born's probabilistic interpretation of the wave function as he was. Einstein. Einstein had been the first to introduce probability into quantum physics in 1916, when he provided the explanation for the spontaneous emission of light quanta as an electron jumped from one atomic energy level to another. 10 years later, Born had put forward an interpretation of the wave function and wave mechanics that could account for the probabilistic character of quantum jumps. It came with a price tag that Einstein did not want to pay: the renunciation of causality. In December 1926, Einstein had expressed his growing disquiet at the rejection of causality and determinism in a letter to Born. "Quantum mechanics is certainly imposing, but an inner voice tells me that it is not yet the real thing. The theory says a lot, but does not really bring us any closer to the secret of the Old One. I, at any rate, am convinced that he is not playing at dice." As the battle lines were being drawn, Einstein was unwittingly the inspiration for a stunning breakthrough, one of the greatest and profoundest achievements in the history of the quantum: the uncertainty principle.